Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Okay. Let's play some of the worst Beach Boys songs of all time. Let's do that. I feel like the show is dying on its ass. So, do you remember, there's a film, you may not have seen it, I think Jim Belushi is in it, from the late 80s, called Problem Child?
Nope, I don't know it.
Oh, some of you will have... So in the 80s, the Beach Boys weren't really releasing albums, but they do songs for movies and stuff. Listen to this. This is just... This is the same group, right, that recorded Good Vibrations and God Only Knows. Yeah. In there.
Oh, what's this for?
It's the Beach Boys. Isn't it? It's just, you just think, come on, guys. What were you doing? Here's another one. Here's another Beach Boys song. Here we go. Let's have this. This is from the Still Cruising album from the mid-80s. This is... I've known this for a long time. Here we go. This is In My Car by the Beach Boys. Co-written by Dr. Eugene Landy, of course, right, as all the best Beach Boys songs are. Here we go.
When I'm behind the wheel, doobie-doo, voices of gas and steel. The highway is my home, doobie-doo, far.
Let's take the ride you can't forget.
Here comes the chorus.
In my car,
I mean,
it's like Frankenstein's Beach Boys. It's got all the bits that you would recognise as being Beach Boy-esque, but the way they're thrown together is truly hideous.
Isn't it? Evening, Dan.
Hello.
Make love to me, Dan.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
Make love to me, Dan.
I can't.
Why?
Because you're too far away. I didn't know that.
Are you on speakerphone, Dan?
No, sorry. But I often get told off for my... I put my voice in the wrong place. Anyway, no, I'm not. I'm good. Ian and Kath...
No, hang on, but it sounds awful. What is going on?
Is it that bad? Well, it must be my phone, then.
Yeah, it is.
This is my work. Like,
maybe you put your voice in the wrong place. No, in my ears.
Anyway, Ian...
Yes, sir.
Kath.
Yes.
You've made me so happy since I come home from the boozer.
Oh, Jesus.
Is this going to be one of those, I love you, man, and it's not because I've been to the boozer?
Another drunk.
No, it's not because I listen to you when I don't go to the boozer.
Yay!
Can I play a game?
What do you want to play?
Can I play a game?
Yeah, go on then.
Well, no, Ian, you give me the game and I'll play it.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors. You ready?
Okay, yep.
One, two, three, go. What have you got?
Scissors.
Oh, mate, I got a rock. Let's try again.
One, two, three,
go. What you got?
Rock.
I've got paper. Last one. One, two, three, go.
Scissors.
Oh, mate, I got rock. 3-0, done.
You're good.
Can I play, Cal?
All right, well, I'll play with you. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
One, two, three, what you got?
Paper.
Oh.
No, sorry, love. The rock. I've got rock.
You got rock? Oh, I've got paper, I was going to say.
If you had paper, it would have been a draw.
Yeah. Let's go again. Maybe you'll get it this
right.
time.
Yeah,
one, two, three, show me it.
Scissors.
Oh, I've got rock.
Mate.
One more.
This is almost unbelievable. Isn't
it's
it?
Almost.
One, two, three, go.
Paper.
Oh, I got scissors. Snip, snip.
I used to love you too.
I tell you what, let's have a game of lock poker. Do you know how to play lock poker?
Go on, tell me that quick. I'm not that. Ian, hit me. Go.
Right. So you just got to say a word that ends in lock. I'll go first, then Catherine will go, and then you go. Right.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah,
padlock.
Crook lock.
Mislock.
Mislock.
Yeah, I made it up.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count.
Oh dear.
Okay, yeah, all right.
It's got to count. It's got to count.
How long do I get? Because you were playing another good game the other day, and I was dead good at it.
What game do you want to play?
That game that you played the other day.
Adamant.
The word association game. There you go. I'm bang good at that, tell you.
All right, well, you and Kath can play word association. I will throw out the word. Catherine, you're going to go for... What, sorry?
Yeah. No, not that. Can I play carpet? Can I go carpet, Kath?
All right, carpet. Kath, you'll go.
Carpet.
You're not allowed to repeat it. Right. Boom, you're out. No, you're out. 1-0 to Dan.
Good.
Shut your face. I'm going to throw a word in. UFO. Kath.
Aliens.
Ian Lee.
Well, that doesn't count. That's rude and disrespectful. It's 1-1. I'm going to throw a word in, Dan. You're going to go screen.
Film.
What?
Film.
Film.
Camera.
Photography.
Slides.
Swing.
Roundabout.
Rubbery floor.
Not having that. 2-0. 2-1.
What's your thing about flooring? You start with carpet, now you're on rubbery floor.
Dan.
What's going on now?
Dan, let's find out. All right, we'll play a round of Adamant. Do you know how Adamant goes?
Give me a clue.
Right, I won't give you a clue. I'll tell you. I will say Adamant, right? Catherine then has to come up with a group that begins with T.
Because it's the last letter of Adamant.
Adamant. And so she came up with Toto. You would then have to come up with a group or an artist that begins with O.
Oh, no, this is too smart for me. I'll start.
Adamant.
To pow.
So you need one that begins with U. You two can do this, Dan.
You two.
Well done. Okay. The number two unlimited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. D. Dexys Midnight Runners.
S.
Okay. I'll do this on my own. Scissor Sisters.
You get it swings back.
Is that
the other,
a double S? Is that
double S, so it swings back the other way, Catherine.
Spandau Ballet.
T. Now, where are we standing on the? Is the part of a T or is it not? Where are we? We need to establish that.
Let's give him a chance. You
okay,
can have
so T is... shut up. T is the Beatles. S, Dan.
Okay. Spice Girl.
It's a double S. Back to you.
Oh, back to me. Okay.
I've done someone, but I don't know.
Sade. That's an E for Catherine.
Electronic.
A C, Dan.
Charlatans.
I don't think the should count really. Charlatans, S. The Smiths.
Oh, double S.
Double S, back to you, Dan.
Shakespeare's Sisters.
Sister. Ends with an R, you'll go.
So then it's Richard Marx.
XTC. Dan's masturbating.
Coolio and the gang.
Coolio and the gang. Thanks for your call, Dan.
I'd like to see that concert.
Bye, Dan.
Okay, love you, love that. See you next.
Coolio and the gang.
Dickhead.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Oh dear. That was
Where
fun.
Are we? Where are we in terms of how the show's going? In general, it feels. We're both really tired today. Both really tired.
I've been tired this week.
Yeah. I think we are partly in holiday mode, which is not great because we've got another week, certainly another four shows. We've got some good guests next week.
Yeah.
We've got the editor of Chat It's Fake coming in.
The finest paranormal.
We've got
magazine.
Imani Coppola on the phone live. What could possibly go wrong? And hopefully we've got Willie Nelson's granddaughter as well.
Yeah.
So we've got some great guests. Got some great guests. I think we've had some good shows this week.
We had a run of really nice shows.
I've enjoyed. And we haven't even really had the meeting about the direction the show is going to go in. This has just been under our own steam. I've enjoyed doing a few sort of newsier things. I've enjoyed talking about the Extinction Rebellion and stuff like that in our own way and mixing that in with fun and stuff.
And also, what I like about that is it's been done in a way that doesn't take over the whole of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of bubbles away.
I just wonder, what is the point of this show? I had a real moment today. I went and saw my youngest play football. And then right at the end, I got very emotional. I'll tell you why I got emotional. Because they're right under a flight path, right? This sounds nuts, but I'm going to share this because this is how nuts my head is, right, sometimes. And it was wet and it was cold and it was really grey. And then suddenly a plane came out of the clouds, really low, like a jumbo, mm-hmm. right, heading to Heathrow. Came really low. And then suddenly my head's doing this fantasy in inverted commas, of the plane crashing into the pitch, right? No, I know, exactly. And this is insane. And I suddenly got this image of me rushing onto the pitch and I was thinking, well, I could grab my son and I could grab another kid and get... And then I got overwhelmed by the emotion of thinking, my God, what happened? What would that be like if something like that happened? And then I started crying. Well, because of this... It wasn't really because of the fantasy. Again, you know, fantasy we often associate with being something good or sexual or not. But fantasy can also be a negative thing. It wasn't really that I was crying about. There was obviously something somewhere. And I'd gone to the football match, A, because I wanted to, and B, because my youngest was upset that he hadn't really seen much of me this week. And so I said, I'll come and watch you play football and I'll pick you up from school so I can spend an hour with you, and which isn't much, really, in the great scheme of things. But, you know, I'm more than happy to do that, of course. And then I went back to my car because then I had just under 2 hours to sit and wait after the football to pick him up from school. So I thought, I was going to go and sit in Costa. I thought, I don't really want any more coffee. I'm going to go and sit in the car and I'm going to meditate. And then I thought, I'll do a little stream, a little Twitch stream in the car. And it suddenly came over me that at the moment, I'm feeling very lost, right? And I don't know what the purpose of me is. All right, you're supposed to be, your purpose is your kids, purpose is to be a dad and all of that. All right, I get all of that, right? I get what my responsibilities are, right? My responsibilities. And most of my responsibilities is a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be a dad, right? It's hard work and it's sad not living in the same house as my kids, and you never get over that. But that's a responsibility and it's cool. The fact that my bathroom is knackered, and that's a responsibility. That's not so much fun, you know, that's kind of the responsibilities. I was really thinking, I don't know what I am. Do you know what I mean? I think this is a common thing with human beings, right? I was thinking, I don't know what I am. I don't really know where the, I don't really know where the show is going and what the show is doing. I don't know. I don't know what I am, Catherine, what I'm doing, or where I'm going, or what the point of any of this is.
I think that is the point. I don't think it's about the show or anything else. I think it's finding something to stick to, this feeling of restlessness and that you're at some sort of crossroads.
Yeah.
And you're trying to stick it to something that you can sort out. The show's fine. The show is fine. And a lot of people find it really useful. And we are both really proud of it. And if you'd have spoken to yourself 4 weeks ago, you would have said you were really proud of it.
Yeah, I had a lovely 8-9... It's getting a bit heavy for the last 15, 20 minutes. Who cares? Who cares? Lovely 8-9-week run of feeling happy for the first time in my life, right? First time. And then that's kind of gone, and I can feel myself not even sinking down. I've sunk. I'm sunk. Not as low as I have been, but I've sunk. And I don't know. I'm tired. I just want like 6 months of doing it, of just switching off. Wouldn't we all though? Wouldn't we all like 6 months of just switching off? Just switching off. I'm really looking forward to this week off. Although already I'm stressing because I know it won't be enough. And on the Monday we're gonna go and see Cher, so that's a day down. Do you know what I mean?
You're seeing it as a day down rather than
Yeah. I'm seeing that as a day down of the week off. I'm doing a podcast on the Saturday for someone.
So
that's
it's
a day
being
down.
Chipped away at, yeah.
Being chipped away.
I get that. I get
What is my why?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, and I'm not moaning, but because you're in a different situation where you don't live with your children and you don't get to see them as much as you want to, yeah. Right? I'm in a situation where if I don't do something, make an effort to do something by myself, like going to the shop or something on a Sunday morning,
yeah,
I'm never on my own. My time is never mine.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And so that time off, you talk about time off, when it starts to get filled up by other things,
I've got a chimney sweep coming on the Monday.
Exactly.
Boring.
Like impositions, yeah. Type things, like things you've got to do rather than things you choose to do. I start to feel quite overwhelmed as well. And I have to have a word with myself and just think, just take one step at a time. And it's stupid because it can be just one thing each day that might take half an hour, but it ruins the run-up in my mind for about 4 days. It's just stupid.
I'm feeling a lot of pressure as well at the moment. And there isn't any more than normal. Got to write 500 words for Retro Game, which I have to do every month. Got to do this. But I'm feeling so pressured.
You gave me a great tip last time I felt like this, and I was saying, I've got to go to the gym, I've got to do this. And yeah. You said, no, think of it as doing it for yourself, right? As a treat for yourself, yeah. Kind of. Something you're doing for yourself. You ask them for that column and you enjoy doing
it. Yeah.
And once it's done, you feel great and it's nice to see
it. I find it easy to do. Yeah. It's easy. And I know what this one's going to be now. It clicked yesterday what I'm going
to
do.
I think it's having too much time to think about what you're doing.
I don't think it is that. I don't think it is that. I don't know. Let's take a call, then we'll take a break. Hello, Fiona.
Hello.
Hello, Fiona. What can we do for you tonight?
Long-time listener, first-time caller, but
hang on, I've got it.
Hang
on, I've got it. I saw it in my bag.
I can hear it jangling.
It's in there somewhere.
You know what's coming, Fiona.
Hang on.
Yeah, I know.
Hang on.
I'm excited.
Okay, don't get... Oh, God, where is it?
There it is.
Oh, it's broken.
There we go.
Jeez.
Just my luck.
Disappointed.
Thank
what
you.
Can we do for you, Fiona? Thank you for calling in. What made you pick up the phone?
Well, I wanted to call for a long time, but one thing that's made me pull over in the taxi, I'm a driver, and you said you were feeling lost and you don't know where the show's going.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that as one of your listeners in the taxi every night, I feel the same, and I feel such a good sense of, you know, family when I listen in, because most people probably listen in and feel the same. And it's so good to know that you feel the same as us. And it just makes me feel good listening to you, even when you're not on your top game. It's so relatable. And I want to thank both of you for just being so entertaining, even when you're not feeling great, because it makes us feel not alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Why... I'm not going to cry, but that makes me want to cry. And Catherine is tearing up a little bit.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. What a very kind and generous first call. But what is the point of it? What is the point of any of this? I'm not going to have a breakdown like I did before on air. I just don't know. What is the point of you, Fiona? If you don't mind me asking, I know it sounds quite an aggressive question, but what is the point of you?
It doesn't, because I've thought the same when you were talking about that 5-10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I thought about what I would say to you. And basically, I lost my dad to cancer 3 years ago. I was working in a call centre and I had a total mental breakdown. And, you know, I changed career to become a taxi driver. It seems so random, but I love it. Hmm. And one of the things that reminds me and tells me I am doing what I need to do is that I have saved two people from committing suicide.
Gosh.
By driving a taxi. I saw a girl on a bridge. I was the first on scene, called the police, pulled over and spoke to her. And another guy tried to hang himself and I took him for free to the local hospital, took him in and made sure that the nurses knew what was going on, because I get more information out of him than they did. He froze when he went into hospital. And I contacted him a few weeks later and he thanked me because he's getting help he needs. It's just about finding help at the right time, because no other driver stopped to pick him up. So those two things in the last 2.5 years tell me I'm where I need to be. As maybe a few months in between, I feel as if, what's the point? What am I doing? You know, kind of like yourself, but there's just a few points we can help others along the way. We're just all trying to get through this floating ball in space, just trying to make it to the other end as happy as we can be amidst all the rubbish that happens. So that's all I cling to, is helping others, even if it's one person a year.
You're a very wise soul, Fiona.
I'm super immature, but yeah, I can be.
Yeah, you're very wise. That's what you've just said there. You've told us so much. What you just said there is beautiful.
Thank you.
Really sorry for the loss of your dad. That is...
It happens. Some people have had worse losses.
I don't know if you listen to The Archers, Fiona, but there was an old guy in it whose name I can't remember, and he was in his 90s, and he died. Been in it for like 50 years.
And yeah, I remember it. I used to listen to it before I switched over to you guys.
And then he died a couple of months ago. And they hadn't dealt with it in the series. And they dealt with it today, where at the end of yesterday's episode, his son, who's in his 60s, and in the soap, the guy is 98, he was about that in real life. At the end of yesterday's episode, his son walked in and went, "Dad, Dad, oh, Dad." And then the beginning of this episode, Kath's going, the beginning of this episode, the first 5 minutes, it was stunning. I really suggest you listen to it on iPlayer. It was this guy in his 60s talking to his 98-year-old dad who was dead. He'd found him dead. And my dad died like 6 years ago. But, man, Fiona, I was taken back there. And it was so beautiful and it was so simple. And it was just him saying, Oh, it's going to get me going now. It was just him saying, do you mind if I sit with you for a few minutes, Dad, before I tell everyone else? Oh, my God, Fiona. And I was sat in the car and I had to pull over and I was sobbing for my dad, who died years ago. It was beautiful. And just the way you've shared what you shared there, if you get a chance, first 5 minutes of tonight's episode of The Archers on iPlayer, I just think there might be something in there for you. There might not be, in which case you've wasted 5 minutes of your time. But it was so beautifully done and so simple that maybe have a little listen to that.
Yeah, I will when it's quiet later on. I just took a few minutes out to give you guys a call because
thank you.
I don't want you to think that what you're doing with Cass on here is a waste of time or a waste of your energy, because even if it is only a few thousand people, those few thousand people don't have many other places to turn to hear someone speak to them like they need to be spoken to. So you're not sugarcoating stuff. You're saying it how it is. And it's a real show that's not just focusing on all this Brexit rubbish and everything else. You're speaking to us like mates down the pub. I know that you were on about being at the pub earlier on. So I think that's where you are. There's no other show that I've found on the radio, because I spend hours in the car, in the taxi. No one else is doing what you're doing, and screw the bosses if they don't see how amazing it is. But it's unique and it's wonderful, and that's where you need to be, and more people need to tell you how amazing it is rather than swear at you just because they don't agree with some of the stuff you say. It's your opinion, you're allowed it. You're allowed to be not well some days. You're allowed to feel hopeless. But you're human beings, and what you do is amazing and special. So thank you,
Fiona,
for entertaining me most nights.
Thanks for the good work you're doing as well. And we'll speak to you again soon, Fiona. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Kath.
Take care. Bye-bye. What a wise soul. Can we put the ads together, Amy, and we'll come out a little bit early. Thank you very much. What a call. You've gone, look. You've gone, what part? We've got a couple more calls, but what part there? What hit you there? If you don't mind me asking, you have to share with us.
It's just a reminder of, what the aim was for this show. And it's good to know it's working.
Let's go to Mike. Good evening, Mike.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Gosh, that last call has hit us a bit, actually. Wasn't she incredible?
I don't know what to say off the back of that. But I want to thank you guys. Seriously, unbelievably. I've just gone through the second anniversary of my brother killing himself. Shortly after that happened, you guys, because you can't sleep when you've been through that kind of thing, and you guys kept me sane and going, and a bit of humanity every night when you can't get to sleep at midnight and you can't go into bed without seeing what you've seen and having all the horrors and the bad stuff you've been through for 6 months trying to get your brother help before he decided that life wasn't worth living. And you guys have unequivocally, and now I listen to the podcast every morning, so I've completely stopped listening to every other podcast. In fact, I'm always on catch up with you guys. But you're immense, absolutely immense. I can't begin. You know, there's no point to this, Ian. It's some weird biological experiment that's ended up with us being alive, mate. We exist. We have kids. We just are, you know, and every minute you're alive, just embrace it and do it. But you guys, you know, for me, it's my tube journey into work. It's been a saviour on bad nights when I've been unable to sleep. And I need to thank you both. And Kath, you are amazing. Just keep it going, man. Don't let it stop. This can't stop, you know. I'm not actually structuring a sentence in any kind of meaningful way anymore, but there we go.
Thank you, Matt.
It means so much to me, and I think I'm probably saying that on behalf of thousands of people, and coming on after the eloquence and genius of Fiona, I feel very humble. So
you're a good man,
just
Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, mate. Thank you, Mike. Doesn't it sound facile? I'm sorry for the loss of your brother. Doesn't that sound cheap and throwaway? But you know, if you're a listener, you know it's meant with sincerity, and I appreciate that. I'm moving on very quickly just because we've got time for one more call. Now the phones go crazy. Martin, we've only got a minute, I'm afraid, mate.
Hello, Ganyan. I was going to say, I don't know you're out of time, but really, I was almost tempted to put the phone down because you just can't top Mike and Fiona. And very simply, this is essential what you're doing. You know, we spoke about, 2 weeks ago, you thought you'd heard me before. But this is what you can't... You almost dismissed that thought earlier on, and I'm glad, I think, during Fiona's call, you brought it back. You know, what life's all about. You need to explore that a bit more because... That's the thing. Everyone's so busy, wrapped up in their daily lives, that they very quickly forget that question and trying to get to the bottom of it. We never will, of course, but trying to understand it really does help in life, on your daily routine, that sort of thing. But absolutely brilliant, Mike. Top call. Same to Fiona and Kath and Ian. We're blessed that you're there. I'll call you again at a better time, obviously.
Give us a call earlier in the show next time, Martin.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate your call, though, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, Martin. Have a great weekend. We've got to move on because Killer Kelner is here. And the last host that didn't let him do a talk-up, let's just say, Castrato.
Absolutely.
With his teeth.
Oh, my God.
I took no pleasure in it. I just did it, you know, because it was what was expected.
But that's why I respect you, because there was no pleasure
taken.
No
pleasure taken.
It was a job that had to be done.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.